For the next several weeks, APRN will be airing a series that looks at how Alaskans describe what makes their way of life unique. Whether you live in a village or a city, everyone has a culture, and we're going to bring you stories of how both urban and rural Alaskans define and live theirs. The series is funded by a grant from the Alaska Humanities Forum, Rose Urban Rural Exchange. First up, we start with a common intergenerational complaint. Kids don't go outside anymore. They're too interested in video games or TV or the internet. APRN's Ann Hillman spoke with people in rural and urban Alaska who are trying to limit the impact of technology on young people.
Last fall, I was hanging out in the dorm lounge at Ilisavik College in Barrow, talking to a group of guys in their early 20s, including Joseph Okaguk.
I mean, back then, we didn't have all this technology and all that, too. I mean, you see now kids staying home, playing video games on the internet, texting. Watching TV, texting. We didn't have all that. Yeah. We had the big box screen TVs, so we didn't really want to carry it around. We had barely any video games, so we're all...
cordless landlines. So,
yeah, dial-up connection. but yeah, we grew up playing outside, going hunting, everything.
Okaguk sounds more like an 80-year-old than a 20-year-old, but his laments are common throughout the North Slope and in Anchorage. One Anchorage family is trying hard to make sure their kids don't get sucked into technology's black hole.
This is how I keep myself busy. I like to play with my brother Milo, and he's 5, and you'll soon get to hear him.
8-year-old Wyatt talks for a while about playing with toys, going to school, and even sleeping. Eventually, his brother chimes in.
We do fun things like go on hikes and go skiing and sometimes watch movies and make art.
Their mother, Valerie Waldrop, explains that her kids aren't allowed to play video games, even at their friends' houses, and they can't play with their father's iPad either.
What about the internet? Like, do they have unrestricted access to explore the internet, or...?
No, they're not even allowed on our computer, so they're pretty delayed on that, too. Oh my gosh, I hope I'm not ruining them.
She wants her boys to play outside and remember how to be creative, so she sets strict rules. She only works part-time and can monitor all of her kids' activities, but she understands why it's hard for parents to set the same standards.
You know, I have a lot of compassion, because I think at some point it just takes such a huge effort to maintain this idea that once you give in a little, it escalates, and it's really hard to back up.
In her family, that slippery slope started with watching movies. They used to watch 2 a month. Now it's 1 or 2 every week. But movies and movie characters are hard to avoid. The boys take me on a tour of their toys.
Well, are those guys stormtroopers?
No, this is, no, part clone trooper, part stormtrooper, and this is the
and
same.
And the boss, part clone trooper,
this
part
stormtrooper. This protects Anakin Skywalker, this guy. Okay.
They know the details of all the Star Wars movies, even though they've only seen one of them. But Wyatt assures me that they aren't just reenacting the movies.
We're not saying, like, okay, pretend Darth Vader got killed by Luke. No, I'm not pretending that. We're pretending... like some our own things with the guys, though.
The boys are trying to be creative while still being able to relate to other kids their own age. Waldrop says both she and her kids have to perform a balancing act.
For the rest of our parenting lives, we have to learn how to deal with that, not wanting them to be different, wanting them to feel comfortable with their friends, but also wanting to stay true to our values.
She plans on letting her kids play some non-violent video games when they're older, but she's holding off for as long as she can. She hopes our unconventional parenting plan works, but...
Come back in 15 years to see how screwed up they are.
For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.